Listen, I know school has made you hate reading, but I gotta tell you, this is coming from someone who still consistently reads and is trying to improve their communication skills. Reading has led to better writing and has led to me feeling a lot more confident in what I have to say, not only here on the podcast, but with clients, with my spouse. With family members, I always used to feel like I didn't have anything important to say. And, my experiences, well, were really just meant for books. But, now I'm starting to connect a lot what goes on and what I read with my own experiences. And I can share that and not sound like a buffoon. So this rant is for those of you, I swear, that say they can't read a book or that they hate reading. I mean, I have a family friend whose daughter, she's 8 years old, and she's reading fucking chapter books. I'm sure they're supposed to start reading chapter books at a certain age, but she's reading chapter books in Spanish, right? And it is crazy because it's the first time in a long time that I've seen a kid walk around with a book to read. I know there's the whole audiobook thing, or there's the Kindle. And look, I am the last person to talk about, using my phone to read being a bad thing. It's hit or miss, depending, because if you shut off everything, you're not distracting, you're actually reading on your phone. It's phenomenal. I have, a handful of books on my ebook app and on Kindle. Love reading them. Love reading them. Audiobooks, I've finished The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. I've read some by David Eagleman. Discipline is Destiny by Ryan Holiday. All fine and dandy, but I think a physical book and then having a pen or notebook right next to it will make so much more of a difference in your life. All right. I am sick and tired of hearing and reading about Americans having the reading comprehension of a third grader, or not reading past the sixth grade. And it's sad to hear, because I've heard educators even mention that, from my school, saying that, motherfuckers really don't like to read. I get it. I get it. Some of the stuff that we're forced to read, look, I don't want to read Pride and Prejudice. I seriously don't want to read Catch 22. It doesn't really catch my attention. Why weren't we given more options to figure out what we wanted to read? Okay. I really didn't want to do a report on Pride and Prejudice. I would have rather have done a report on any of Robert Greene's books, any work by Ryan Holiday or by Ray Dalio, David Goggins, Derek Sivers, Daniel Kahneman, Lisa Feldman Barrett, Chris Voss, Adam Grant's work, especially, originals, Malcolm Gladwell's work. Fuck, I would have loved to have written a book report about that. I would have excelled in English class if I was given a choice of books to fucking write a book report. And don't tell me you can't write a book report on just about anything. Fuck, I think even comics, you can write a book report about that. I mean, I have a good selection of Marvel comics too. Some of Daredevil's earlier collections in a book. I mean, I think reading is phenomenal, but again, the education system has scared the living shit out of people wanting to pick up a book and read it, And I encourage you guys, try this weekend. If you don't want to go to a library, I mean, you don't have to. I know it might seem a little daunting. It's not really daunting. Fuck that. It's not. It's not. It's quiet. And so sometimes you're just alone with your thoughts. Just keep off your phone for 5 or 10 minutes. Recommend you checking out novels, science fiction. You can even go to the encyclopedia. You can go to the section where they have encyclopedias for plants, for guns, for for comics, for guitars, anything that might interest you, there is definitely a book out there. I mean, fuck, even a cooking book, for God's sakes. That'll make wonders. I mean, if kids are given the choice to write book reports or to write essays or arguments about, you know, things that interest them, I think it would serve them so much better than reading some of the boring shit. And, you know, and I get it, you know, reading sometimes isn't fun. Like, I like to try to shoot for 30 minutes to about an hour, but there's sometimes where I'm like, fuck, man, this shit is so boring. Well, guess what? You can skip around. You can start at the first chapter or end up at another one. I'm ripping through Surrounded by Setbacks by Thomas Erickson. Phenomenal book, but there's just certain sections where I'm just fucking bored. You have books where you literally just read a page or two at most a day, and you just ponder it, and you savor it, and you remember it. Right now, I'm actually holding Robert Greene's The Daily Laws, and just yesterday's law, I was still chewing on that. The law was basically saying that you should take any menial task, anything that's boring, and find opportunities on what you can learn from it. You can learn that this task means absolutely nothing, and you should find a way to cut it off. I mean, today's daily law is, you know, entering the cycle of accelerated returns, basically failing your way towards success. Failure is another thing that the education system has basically turned and made to be such a bad thing, because, you know, letter grade performances mean absolutely everything in, you know, in the education system. But what this guy, Robert Greene, is telling us to do is to fail as efficiently and as quickly as possible to become experts. I mean, Josh Kaufman and a few other people have pointed it out. It doesn't really take 10,000 hours to become somewhat good. And, you know, I know that's probably contradicting what Malcolm Gladwell would say in, you know, the book Outliers. But, you know, 20 hours of reading would make you a really good reader. Okay, if you really want to be, I mean, extensive about it, if you could do 20 hours, 1 hour a day for 20 days, you'll build an extremely, extremely useful habit. Obviously, got to take action with this stuff. You know, it doesn't help just to be like, all right, so I know I have to fail to get ahead. And, you know, I'll even say that Russ's book is one of the more easiest to read. We'll say the same thing, you know. Russ will have the same message as Robert Greene, but it's tailored towards people who like rap music. I like rap music too. But, you know, both Robert Greene and Russ Vitale are telling you to, you know, fail as quickly as possible, because, well, it's the only way to really get ahead instead of just opening up another book. But yeah, like I said, you know, even failing to read isn't a bad thing. If it takes you a few minutes to read a couple of pages, fucking, that's fine. If you're able to read for 1 hour for 20 days, hey, you will be ahead of a lot of people, right? And, you know, write in these damn books, right? If it's from a library, don't write in those books. I'm going all over the place with this because I'm really, 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 I just, reading that statistic that people are unable to read past a certain grade, and no thanks to the education system, just really, really hurts. Really hurts. And it just gets people to put their face in front of a screen and just scroll mindlessly through life when there's a lot of work out there. And there's a lot of bad work too, don't get me wrong. But that's subjective, you know. A piece of literature might entice somebody. I mean, one of my more favorite books that I think is really goofy is Beat the Reaper. It was written by a doctor. It's a novel. It's about a hitman trying to escape, basically a coordinated attack on him because they found out that he had disfigured his best friend, who happens to be a mobster. It's very goofy. I mean, Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. People have said a lot of crazy things about him. Whether the stories that he writes are true remains to be seen. At least, you know, what they say. But look how excited I can get. One can get about books and about reading and, you know, hearing these crazy stories. And you're like telling yourself like, oh, maybe it isn't all that bad. So the point I'm trying to make is to find something that you're going to definitely want to read. All right. So easiest recommendations. Let me give them to you. Courage is Calling by Ryan Holiday. The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday. Basically, most of Ryan Holiday's Stoic works, pick them up if you can. It's like 12 to 14 bucks. I mean, you drop that amount of money when you go out to Chick-fil-A or to In-N-Out or Whataburger or fucking Five Guys. So any Ryan Holiday's works. Robert Greene, I wouldn't say he's a... His work is a little bit more exquisite, a little bit more lengthy, but I would start out with The 50th Law by 50 Cent and Robert Greene. 50 Cent is a phenomenal writer. He is very educated, especially for someone, you know, that might be perceived as, well, he is a gangster. Let's be real for a second. You know, he is legit. He is a badass, but man, he is good with the written word. I would even recommend some of Tony Robbins' work. I know people feel a certain way about him, but you know, he got his start from motivational speaking and he's pretty good with writing. Derek Sivers, Hell Yeah or No, or How to Live. Phenomenal books. If you are a writer or you're a content creator, Show Your Work by Austin Kleon. Phenomenal. Okay. Want a lengthier book? Principles. If you are a fan of celebrities, I do have one autobiography, Will, that's written by Mark Manson and Will Smith. And I know people feel a certain way about that guy, but you know, wasn't a bad book. It was okay. Wasn't my favorite, but I mean, it is what it is. It's All in Your Head. Get Out of Your Own Way. Russ Vitale, phenomenal rapper. So obviously he would be a naturally good writer. And yeah. And like I mentioned, yeah, comic books are definitely books. Okay. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Okay. So any Marvel or DC comics that you find and get into, do so. Okay. I definitely went over the mark and this rant went all over the place. But what I'm just saying is, you know, try to read this weekend, okay? Just a few pages. If you go for more, great. And yeah, that's all there is to it. I don't know how many times I'm going to keep making the same argument in the same episode, but it just needs to be said. Okay, get to reading. Thank me later. And you'll thank everybody you've ever written later as well, even if they're long gone or you never really get a chance to communicate with them in real life. You know, you'll thank them as well. So enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Not too much, right? Especially if you're not a Eagles or a Chiefs fan. Fuck those teams. Although we will get to see Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes hopefully do really well. I hope it's a high scoring but a very difficult game. But yeah. So until next time, take care of yourselves and catch you guys in the next one.